Hi everybody, I'm at the Copano booth, and I'm talking to?
I'm Michael Cromer.
And how do I pronounce that project?
Copano.
That's better. So what is Copano?
Copano is a full groupware plus stack. What that means is that we have the classical groupware pattern, mail, calendar, tasks, notes, everything that you can expect from a traditional groupware provider. But we do more than that, actually. We do have a files integration. We have a complete web meeting solution, WebRTC based. We do have a complete active sync implementation called Zpush, which allows you to synchronize all your information to your mobiles, whether it is iOS, Android, Windows Mobile. Also you can use active sync implementation for Microsoft Outlook. We also provide a so-called Copano Outlook extension, which gives you the ability to come over the lack of the active sync implementation within Outlook itself, providing extra features and everything. And we are entirely focused on the collaboration space and professional communication space. What that means is we have one interface, and this one interface is web app, and the same interface you can experience in desk app, which is desktop client that runs on Windows, Linux, and Mac OS. And all the features that I just mentioned are all combined in that interface. It's an easy-to-use interface. It is well-designed. At least that's what our customers tell us and community users. We do have a quite large stack because it is a very complicated space. Of course, you can also interface us via IMAP, but preferably there are other better ways to integrate with it. It's communication everywhere and integrating the most modern and most native approach with other solutions, as you can imagine.
And it's 100% open source, is that correct?
It is 100% open source, indeed, yes.
So, is it open core?
No, it is not open core. Copano is... We do it by subscription-based model. So what we do is we have a very extensive QA. So ranging from standard unit tests, you can imagine, down to automation tests, installation tests, compatibility tests. So our QA is very strong in that. And next to that, we provide the supported builds is one thing, and support. So with the subscription, you get support for your environment. You don't have to take support, of course. But of course, especially when it comes to communication, people are quite inclined, because when they're down, it's a bad situation for them, and that's what the support is all about.
So this makes it completely transparent. If somebody's got an iPhone, Android app, they can just install interface with this.
The good thing about our implementation is we're doing native active sync with Zpush. It's the leading active sync implementation in the world, and the good thing about active sync is it's natively available in all the major platforms, including even BlackBerry 10, for example. So you don't require the installation of an app. You just need to set up basically like you would set up a Microsoft Exchange server. So you set up the server, the username, the password. We even have AutoDiscover, so it even is enough just to add your email address when AutoDiscover has set up. And then you can choose whatever app you want to use with your email. So there are many email apps that you can buy for money or just free. Just go to the app store of your native environment and just choose the mail application that you would like to use, because the ActiveSync data is natively stored in the device, and therefore you can interact with it, you can share it, you can move it around, you can group by threads, everything that you can do with the app of your choice.
Excellent. And you release it under what license?
It is AGPL3.
So hardcore open source.
Hardcore open source.
Excellent. And are you finding that you're able to make a business, commercial business out of it?
So we as Copano, we're not here since just yesterday. Copano, as it exists now, exists since the 1st of April last year. But in fact, we are coming from Serafa. So Serafa, most people know that Serafa was an open core company. And as this company was had also closed source components, we decided as Copano one step forward, and we used that to re-implement many things. So for instance, our old MAPI client had certain limitations, but they were not inclined by us, they were inclined by Microsoft. Therefore, now our complete new approach with a complete redevelopment of many components that we had, like backup, for instance, like the Outlook extension, these components, these have been rewritten entirely from scratch, and we decided to go directly 100% open source, as you can imagine. So we don't see a necessity nowadays anymore to keep this special parts closed source and the rest open source. That just doesn't make any sense for us anymore.
Cool. And it's available Debian, OpenSUSE, Ubuntu, Red Hat?
It is available for Debian, OpenSUSE, Ubuntu, Red Hat, SUSE Linux Enterprise Server, CentOS. I'm missing certainly
some. So it's an apt-get install away, basically.
Apt-get install, zipper in, yum install, whatever you like. So
will it run on a Raspberry Pi?
Yes. Yes. At the moment, unfortunately, you still have to compile it yourself, but the source is available. Just go for it. The only thing which is we're in the process of also providing like ARM builds. We actually do for OpenSUSE, by the way, but for Debian, actually not yet. So this is an ongoing development. We're doing that together with the community. Also, one great thing, maybe a side note, is that we just recently, like last week, got included in OpenSUSE Factory, which means that we're going upstream or downstream with OpenSUSE. And the same process is ongoing with Debian at the moment. And I think, I don't know if we're going to make it with Debian 9. I'm not sure of the status exactly there, but it's in progress. So thanks to the community.
Good. A lot of work going on. So what's coming up next year?
Quite a lot. Since I already mentioned we're a MAPI group, we're quite proud of that. Still, MAPI has some downsides in some areas. But as I just mentioned, we do this now for 10 years, so we really know what we're talking about. And what we're focusing on this year is make things more performant. That means that, for instance, we're implementing a so-called token-based authentication that will allow the round-trip times to lower round-trip times, basically, that it does not take like a half a second to open up a mail, but instead like a tenth of a second. And so we're doing a lot there. Next thing what we're up to is we're starting of the implementation of a REST interface where others can interoperate better with us, basically. Next to that, we're making quite large steps in web app. So web app is getting quite some personal organization optimization. What that means is categories that you can. I mean, we already have the ability to create our own categories, for instance, when you want to group your information. But we will make it even easier, like not only just having a mailbox, but having more of a information management on top of your mailbox. That you only have like the high priority issues to you, that you really get like a more focused on what is important to you and whatnot.
Great stuff. Thank you very much for taking the time, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Thank you. You too.